Earlier this year, the Navy scraped the hull of the USS Independence to prepare it for dismantlement. That likely released heavy metals into the waters of Puget Sound. That's bad for salmon and orcas. The Navy did not get a permit for the work, so last week, environmental groups sued. We wondered, how are people in Bremerton reacting? Joshua McNichols of KUOW's Region of Boom team went to find out.
Every day around lunchtime, Kenny Wayne Gunner stands on First Street in Bremerton and plays his electric guitar. Navy sailors walk by. Some drop a few coins into Gunner's guitar case.
Well, I wouldn't be able to be out here playing my guitar on the street corner if it wasn't for the Navy. God bless the Navy, and thank you very much for your service.
And it's not just Gunner the guitarist who's grateful for the Navy's presence here. Bremerton Mayor Patty Lent feels grateful when a new aircraft carrier comes to town. The Navy picks her up in a helicopter and flies her onto the deck of the ship.
Well, it's pretty exhilarating. First of all, I haven't been in a lot of helicopters, but I've got the earphones on and the helmet and I'm all strapped in. But it is, for me, my dad and grandfather both were Navy, and it's just something that I'm privileged as a mayor to do that.
The Navy scraped the ship so that it wouldn't carry harmful barnacles and snails to Texas, where it would be cut to pieces. But the EPA still wants to keep tabs on scraping like that, because paint comes off too and gets into the water. Lent says she can't support what the Navy did. Still, she understands why the Navy acted that way. It had a tight deadline to move this ship.
That's when it was going to be moved, and they needed to make sure it was going to be ready to go.
Mayor Lent says she would have loved to help broker an agreement with the environmental groups. She said she knows how to talk to the Navy.
I think we could do it together collaboratively without lawsuits.
In a statement, the Navy said it performed the hull cleaning in an environmentally sound manner, consistent with the Navy's long commitment to the health of Puget Sound. Jack Stanfield takes a more skeptical view.
I knew it was BS.
He's a Bremerton resident who used to work in the shipyard. He says back in the 1980s, the Navy used to let asbestos, lead, and PCBs get into the water, but a lawsuit forced it to start cleaning up properly. For a while after that, he says the Navy did a great job.
And so I was shocked, disappointed, and angered when I found out that these yahoos are, once again, out here doing their own thing, and to hell with the public, and to hell with the environment, you know?
Welcome aboard the Washington State Ferries.
From the deck of the ferry, you can see where the USS Independence had its hull scraped before it was towed off to the scrapyard. Caitlin Kinn leans over the rail and points.
It was just beyond the carrier we can see here over on the other side.
Kinn works for Puget Soundkeeper Alliance. That's one of the groups that filed the lawsuit against the Navy last week.
The Navy is a major player here. The Navy is largely, it's one of the entities that's largely responsible for the historic pollution in this waterway. That's one of the reasons I think they need to be taking a lead in its recovery and in its restoration.
Kinn says it's up to groups like hers to file lawsuits when other government agencies are unable or unwilling to hold the Navy accountable. Ultimately, this issue is bigger than Bremerton and its relationship with the Navy. This water is part of Puget Sound. That's a connection this ferry traces as it makes its way from Bremerton across the Puget Sound to Seattle. In Bremerton, I'm Joshua McNichols, KUOW News.